When the weather is like what we are experiencing today, the migration of birds to a southerly clime for the winter, thereby avoiding brutal winter weather, sure seems like the greatest adaptation of all to deal with the extreme changes. The difference in the climate, everything from the temperature to the hours of sunlight and available food, is so extreme and different between July and January that it amazes me that any birds can adapt and endure conditions at this latitude year-round. Yet, this is exactly what many of our birds, and likely more than half the species of birds at your feeders, are doing. If you feed birds, then you know what a scene is going on just outside your windows today. All the birds that have been visiting your feeders sporadically are now left with no choice of a place to find food. The drifting snow has covered all food that they had access to, and now they are counting on your ice-free and food-filled feeders and scattered seed to make it through this stressful and lean time. Most birds will still have some stored fat reserves that they are likely burning through, and access to food is critical during and especially after fierce winter storms. Black-capped chickadees are small, cheerful, strikingly marked black and white birds that are resident year-round. They are the first birds to find new bird feeders. They weigh an average of about 11 grams. If you have a scale that weighs food in grams, check out how little weight 11 grams is. This species is the state bird of Massachusetts and Maine, an honor bestowed on them by getting fourth graders to vote for their favorite birds. They are well loved by all those familiar with them. Fortunately, birds have developed and evolved many special adaptations to survive brutal winter conditions. It is a good thing they are not as frail as they appear, or there would be no birds able to survive winter's harshest conditions. For instance, on cold winter nights, black-capped chickadees reduce their body temperature from their normal temperature of 108 degrees Fahrenheit by as much as 22 degrees Fahrenheit to conserve energy. This ability is called torpor and is either rare in birds or at least is poorly understood and as yet little studied. Black-capped chickadees go to roost and sleep in cavities or very dense vegetation, usually alone. However, in extreme cold, they may roost in a quote-unquote chickadee pile bunched up together. When they sleep, they tuck their beaks into their feathers on their shoulder, thereby reducing heat loss from their unfeathered beaks, as well as breathing in air that has been warmed in pockets trapped by their feathers, another energy-saving feature. A bird's greatest assets are their feathers. The feathers have evolved into many forms and are a wonder of engineering. They're strong, lightweight, durable, as well as having insulating capabilities far superior to fur or any man-made material. Birds have the ability to contour and move their feathers using muscles under their feather tracks. They can flatten or fluff up their feathers, allowing them to create more airspace between them. This allows them a way to regulate the temperature. The hotter they are, the flatter the feathers with no airspace. Conversely, the colder they are, the fluffier they are as they puff up and trap air that acts as additional insulation between their feathers, their bodies, and more feathers. Today, you should see lots of fat and fluffy-looking birds as they are attempting to stay warm during this cold spell. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.